This is what you're fighting for. I mean, every day you're out there.
What they're doing is blowing people off.
If you continue to look the other way and shut up, then the oppressors, the authoritarians, get total control and total power. Because this is just like in Arizona. This is just like in Georgia. It's another element that backs them into a corner and shows their lies and misrepresentations.
This is why this audience is going to have to get engaged. As we've told you, this is the fight.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room, Battleground. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
In the same way that if you can't use a mobile phone, you're kind of at a huge disadvantage, but they're not that hard to use, and people learn. But the earlier in your career you got familiar with it, the earlier in life, the better. You know, everybody in this room was familiar with it probably as long as you can remember. But I think human adaptability is remarkable. And so I'm very happy that people no longer think it's weird or impressive that we can talk to a computer like we talk to a human, and it understands us, and it talks back to us, and it does things for us. But 2 years ago, almost no one believed that was going to be possible anytime soon. You know, 2 years ago, what happens now with using ChatGPT was the stuff of sci-fi at best. And if you told the world this was going to be part of people's daily lives 2 years later, I think they would have said, of course not. You know, that's a Hollywood thing. And this is a significant change. The world has just gone through that. You'll be able to just say it, tell a computer, like you would tell a friend or an employee, I need this thing to happen, or what do you think about this, or can you help me out with this, or how do you think about this? And it'll just do it. Great entertainment, great products and services, everything else. Great education, great medical care. That is a profound shift to the world, that everyone can feel what the magnitude of that transformation looks like.
The key insight that is about to happen that I don't think anyone really understands is that you're going to be able, any human, good, bad, old, young, evil, straight, you know, whatever, will be able to have an idea and say, build this for me. We've never had a system in humans where every human had the ability to imagine something and having it built in front of them.
Right.
It is a complete change in human organization because people are wacky, right? They have all sorts of crazy ideas. We love the wackiness of humans. That's why we like humans. We would never want it to be automatons. It's what happens in human society when you have another intelligence, which is your partner. Now, let's imagine that every single human has access to his or her own polymath as their helper, right? What does it do? Right now, people may be lazy. They may choose not to talk to the polymath, but since it's tied to them, they may very well fall in love with them. I don't mean in a sexual way. I mean, in terms of an intimate mental way,
right?
That my mind and my polymath are connected. And I don't know what to do anymore unless I can talk to my polymath. Yeah. And by the way, in case you're worried about this, you can't stop it. This thing is happening so far across the world that it's going to happen. And unlike social media, where people like me fail to warn you, I'm saying right now, this is going to happen. It's going to change your life. Get ready. Try to figure out how to shape it into your institution so you benefit from it.
Artificial intelligence is being increasingly used these days, and that includes in schools. In fact, 44% of American teenagers say that they're likely to use AI tools when completing assignments.
Why don't you just take every student in the world and give them an AI tutor, which is not a substitute for a teacher, but works with the teachers in their language to bring them up and learn in whatever way they learn best to their ultimate potential. I defy you to argue that an AI doctor for the world and an AI tutor is net negative. It just has to be good. Smarter, healthier people has got to be good for our future.
Yeah.
It's Friday, 12 April, Year of Our Lord 2024. This hour, we're going to go through some of the radical assaults and transformations that the Judeo-Christian West is under. I want to go first to Joe Allen. Joe, I know you got a time commitment here, but I want people to get to your social media, all your writings, your book, all of it over the weekend. Next week, every day, we're going to have Joe on, because artificial intelligence, the singularity is accelerating at an accelerating rate towards it. Nobody wants to talk about it or talk about the dark underside of it. We do. Right there, this radical transformation, what is happening before our eyes that our elites are trying to warn us? They're trying to do enough to say, oh, we warned you guys, but they're not really warning us, sir.
Absolutely. You know, the dark elements, I think, are just completely whitewashed in the statements from Schmidt, from Altman. Yes, they warn about the dangers, but the real thrust of what they're arguing is that this is inevitable. And so human beings, as we have always been, will just simply have to adapt. The reason I wrote Dark Eon was to give people a solid foundation for understanding what these people want, the future that they are projecting but simultaneously creating, and especially I want people to understand where this comes from, because when you talk about the assault on the Judeo-Christian tradition, or any religious tradition for that matter, the underlying premise of transhumanism and the extension into posthumanism is that we evolved in a godless, insentient universe. We are now at the point where human beings are the most intelligent beings on Earth, because there is no God, there are no angels above in their conception, and that machines are now poised to first replicate the human brain, replicate the highest intelligence on Earth, and then supersede the highest intelligence on Earth to become, in essence, digital gods to which human beings will turn inevitably for authority on what is real, for authority on what the best way to live one's life is, and of course the always present promise that either biological immortality or digital immortality will fulfill all of the promises of ancient religious traditions, which most of these people believe are just mere fantasies, mere dreams to be realized through technology.
Joe, where do they get the book? We're going to have you on every day next week. I know you got stuff you got to get to right now, but I wanted to tee this up for people to get to immerse themselves in your material over the weekend. Where do they go for social media? Where do they go to get all your stuff up on War Room, the book, all of it?
You can find my social media at JOEBOTXYZ. The book you can get anywhere books are sold, bookshop.org, Amazon, canonic.xyz, Skyhorse, and of course go to warroom.org under the transhumanism tab. If you haven't read Dark Eon yet, you are not ready for what's coming.
It's a magnificent, it's a magisterial, as we say. Joe, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you over the weekend.
Thank you very much, Steve.
There's so much going on here. I got Rabbi Walecki is going to join us in a second about the assault on Western civilization, but I got to go to Dr. Sean Rowland. Doctor, help me out here. You're the guy that stepped in when we had the pandemic about the CCP and the supply chain and active pharmaceutical ingredients. Our audience has been so appreciative of what you've done at Jace Medical. There's two other things happening. One is the cyber attacks, right, that are happening. They're signing down healthcare systems, pharmacies, people getting access. But then Axios had this story, and if Denver could put it up, because I'm kind of gobsmacked. We're having, in the United States of America, I don't understand, we're going through a massive shortage of drugs right now. Can you explain this? Because this sounds, is it inextricably linked to the CCP and the supply chains? Is it tied to the cyber? What is driving this? Because this chart, for our podcast and radio audience, this is a brutal chart. What is going on here, Doctor?
Well, this is when I saw this yesterday. I'm just getting more and more frustrated. You know, this chart showing that we are at the highest level in drug shortages. We're talking about 323 medications, and the frustrating thing is we keep hitting a new high watermark year after year. And you talked about causes. Yeah, absolutely. Part of the reason is how closely linked we are, unfortunately, to getting these medications from far-flung places like China. And there's a lot more that goes into this problem to make it really complicated. And at the end of the day, all we can do is sit back and see these articles one after the other without any real action being taken from those that we have entrusted to help us, you know, talking about the United States government. And so we're left to our own devices, and that's where Jace comes in.
Well, you're saying, why is this getting worse? And it's getting, a lot of things we're talking about today are getting worse at an accelerating rate. This is getting worse at an accelerating rate. Is it tied back to active pharmaceutical ingredients that the CCP controls? Is it back to the generics that CCP has? Is it continuing cyber attacks on healthcare systems and pharmacies, of which I'm not sure we know about half of, because a lot of companies are taking the position they just rather pay off the attackers and trying to quietly do it. Do you anticipate that this is going to get worse? There's 323 today, but when you think about the United States of America in the 21st century, there shouldn't be any. It's 323 and adding. Do you think this problem is going to get worse? And do you have any idea of the principal drivers of it?
It's all of the above from what you mentioned, that we're still seeing the repercussions from, whether it's from a supply chain side of things through COVID, whether it's we're talking about these generic medications, all of them, none of them are here in the United States. They all come from mainly from China. The transparency in that process in what the ingredients, where they're sourced from, the FDA has no idea. And so a lot of this problem is we think this is maybe where it's coming from, but we don't even know for sure. Then you've got complicating factors from COVID, where you've had increases in a lot of these mental health issues. So we've got ADHD medications that are in short supply, the anxiety, depression, fallout from COVID, from mismanaged programs during COVID that have led to an increase in demand for a lot of these things. It's such a multifaceted problem that I think one of the things we really need to concentrate on is securing the supply chain, bringing production back to the United States, number one. In the meantime, though, we need to be looking deeper into what is the production capacity of a factory in China and where they source their ingredients. And the truth of the matter is we're just not doing that. The FDA is not doing it. And so while a lot of we can come up with a lot of these reasons, really tracking it back, we've got such a long ways to go to really understand why is this active pharmaceutical ingredient in China in such short supply. And that's part of the frustration here. And do I see this going on longer? 100%. I mean, if history is any indicator, this number will continue to increase. And I say that because those things I'm mentioning that need to be done just aren't being done. And so we can only assume that the problem's going to continue to get worse until true action is taken.
How can people take action themselves then by going to Jace Medical? You guys have created this a couple of years ago, foreseeing this problem. It's actually bigger now than I ever imagined. But how can our audience avoid getting rolled over by this?
You've got to take this. I guess we're trying to give power back to the people and let people do this on an individual level for themselves, for their families, anyone that's in their circle, that they can get prepared. You know, these shortages, we hear about cancer drugs, we hear about antibiotics. At any given time, it could be any one of these generics. And so what we recommend is go to our website. It's Jace Medical. You can go to jase.com. You can go to jacemedical.com. And when you're there, you can find out which medications we have that you may take individually so that you can get yourself covered, get a year's supply on hand so that you are well covered for any of these disruptions. Look at our emergency packs. You've got antibiotics, antifungals, antivirals. You've got steroid creams, things that you need. When you need them in the moment. I just had a patient reach out and thank us who had purchased the kit, thought they'd never use it, put it away. They ended up getting an infection, saw their doctor prescribed a medication, an antibiotic. They went to the pharmacy and the pharmacy said, it's going to take us 4 or 5 days to get this medication. And you don't have 4 or 5 days when you've got an infection like that. So thankfully it was the same medication they had in their kit. They took it and avoided, what could have been a much more serious, complication. So at the end of the day, it's empowerment. Go to jacemedical.com. You'll find all the answers to any questions you have. And take this opportunity. Get prepared. It's not if, it's when.
This start. By the way, Axios, if Grace and Mo could push, I want everybody to read this story because our sponsors are literally in the news every day with what they're trying to fight against and trying to make sure you avoid. This thing in Axios is scary. Now, I'm really proud of the fact that Dr. Sean Rowland and his team a couple of years ago decided to get in front of this. But this is now something's going on. This is more than just the Chinese control of the supply chain. There's something that's going on here that's deeper than that. And you see that nobody's taking action on it. And so you've got to remove yourself from the equation of who's going to have a problem, as we then can go in and make sure the problem's fixed, because they're not taking appropriate action on this thing. One more time, Dr. Roland, so people can get all the emergency stuff and get ahead of it on their own medical, because you can't just sit there, oh yeah, we're going to have it in 5 days. That's the reality in America today. People have to understand this is the new reality. So where do people go?
It's Jase, J-A-S-E, Jase.com.
Dr. Sean, fantastic. Dr. Sean Roland and the team, just go there today. Check it out. Immerse yourself with the information that you can talk to all the professionals over there. See if this is right for you. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm going to go to Rabbi Wilecki in a second, but I want to throw an HTL here too. Look, this thing with cyber and artificial intelligence, this is one of the reasons Joe's our senior editor for all things transhumanism, and he's been here for a couple of years. This is accelerating at accelerating rate, and we told you this was going to happen when they went to Davos last year, had ChatGPT, and all of a sudden you're talking about immense amounts of capital. And then Biden signed that executive order that said we're going to have a whole of government approach for artificial intelligence. You're seeing the capital applied so that things like cyber and AI, and particularly the combination of that, are getting to be something that's almost beyond human capabilities to fight and stop. This is one of the reasons they're having these United Healthcare and these pharmaceutical shutdowns. And you just got to be able to take yourself out of the equation. That's why on home title lock, with the rudimentary system we have in this country to protect your, to actually display your title, with cyber and artificial intelligence, they have the weapons now to do what they want. And you right now in your life cannot afford a hard money second mortgage on your home that you don't know about, that some hard money lenders giving to some guy. They take the cash and the hard money lender wants their money back, and they don't want to hear your tale of woe. They're not in the business. They're not a shoulder to cry on. They're guys that want their money. You want to avoid that. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com today and just immerse yourself in information and talk to the Home Title Lock guys. You're free men and free women. So we want you to make sure you act and get ahead of the curve and then make your decisions as free men and free women. Rabbi Wilecki and Frank Gaffney have a monumental show here on Sunday, something I've been arguing about, but you guys are doing a short. Rabbi, this is about Israel and the fight for the Judeo-Christian West. I'll be brutally frank with you. I'm not liking what I'm seeing out of the politics in Israel right now. Obviously, the Biden regime is anti-Israel. We said this from the beginning. I don't like these stops and starts on either taking out the combat brigades or Hamas or not. Explain to us what's going on and talk to us about the show while you and Frank Gaffney are pulling the camera back and talking about the fight against radical Islam Sharia supremacists, sir.
Yeah. First of all, Steve, thanks for having me on. Look, back on November 29th, you covered the events at Rockefeller Plaza when pro-Hamas, anti-Israel activists disrupted a Christmas tree lighting. And I think everyone who's following this war has to ask themselves why it makes sense to the enemies of Israel to disrupt a Christmas tree lighting when I think it's an obvious point that Jews don't celebrate Christmas. And the point that our enemies make is that the war in Israel is not about Israel. The war in Israel is about a battle against Judeo-Christian Western civilization. You know, the Houthis wear a patch on their uniforms, and their slogan is Allah is the greatest, death to America, death to Israel, a curse upon the Jews, victory for Islam. So, and now I'm speaking to people on our side of things, what you say on our side of the football, as you like to say. There's a lot of people with us who don't get that Israel's war is a war for Western civilization, whether Israelis have that self-awareness or not. That's where it is. That's how our enemies have defined it. And I agree with you, Steve, that Israel, all these stops and starts are very dangerous. The Israeli people are walking on eggshells. But a lot of this has to do with the way the Biden administration has tied our hands. Israel has deals with the United States to purchase all of our weapons from the U.S. And because of that, there are weapons that Israel is not allowed to make because of these deals. And now the Biden administration is threatening cutting off those very same weapons. So Israel's hands are tied in certain ways. But I got to tell you, there is no way that the Israeli army is not going to finish off Hamas, because the Israeli public will not stand for it. there is absolute consensus in Israel that we have to finish this job. So that's what gives me hope. But at the same time, I'm with you. There's a lot of problems there politically, and the Israeli public is let's say further to the right than our government. You know, people think Netanyahu is right wing. If you really look at the Israeli population, we're even further to the right of that. But thank you for having me on to talk about this event. It's going to take place at the Hexa Event Center in Dallas. It's going to be me and Frank Gaffney, who the War Room audience is well familiar with, and Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. The three of us are going to be speaking on a panel sponsored by Dallas Jewish Conservatives. So it's going to be a large Jewish audience, but everyone's welcome. Israel's Fight for Western Civilization and the Two-State Delusion, really educating people about what's really going on there. And like I said, Steve, Israel's war is not about Israel. Israel's war, that's just one front. We're fighting the Muslim Brotherhood, who have the Chinese in back of them and the Iranians in back of them. We're fighting them kinetically. I got to say, America is under attack by these same forces. And the Muslims, you know, when I see these riots on Ivy League campuses or in the streets of London, I say the Muslims that we're fighting kinetically are taking over the West without firing a shot.
I see that. I want to go one more time. Where do people actually go to the event and get tickets? Because to see you three guys in person, I think would be invigorating. So where do folks go? What time is it going to be? Where is it going to be? And how do they get admission into it?
So it's at the Hexa Event Center in Richardson, Texas, which is Dallas. And doors open at 4 p.m. Central. The event starts at 5. It'll be an hour of the panel and then Q&A. It'll also be live streamed on Real America's Voice. So if you're going by Eastern time, the live stream will begin at 6 p.m. Go to Dallas Jewish Conservatives, one word, .com, and you can sign up for the event there. It's right there on the front page, DallasJewishConservatives.com. Again, it's me, Frank Gaffney, and Lieutenant Colonel Alan West talking about Israel's fight for Western civilization and the two-state delusion this coming Sunday.
Because I have a lot of Jewish friends, and a lot of these people are men and women I knew from New York or my finance days or days in Hollywood. They are adamant about a two-state solution, and they're still adamant, although they're all for Israel taking care of business, almost to a person, they keep talking about the two-state solution. What is it going to take inside the Jewish community to kind of get consensus? Because it looks like from an outsider that, and Joel Pollack said it best the other day, that the Palestinian, or particularly not the Palestinian people per se, but the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas, the people that run the deal, coupled with the Persians, have no interest in building up the Palestinian state. They have interest in tearing down Israel. When do you think the Jewish community is going to have that debate and kind of come to a consensus, particularly here in the United States, where this two-state solution is just leading people down the path that eventually you're going to see Israel destroyed?
Right, and it's fantasy based on the current reality. There is no moderate leadership in the among the Palestinians that actually wants to have a peaceful state living side by side with Israel. The fiction that the Biden administration and the Jewish progressives, frankly, put forward that the Palestinian Authority run by Abbas would want to live in peace with Israel flies in the face of the fact that they fund terrorism. They participated in October 7th. They praise it. They educate their kids to murder Israelis. The two-state solution is a nice concept in theory. What will it take for the Jewish community to wake up? Well, first of all, they have to start listening to their brothers and sisters in Israel, because being opposed to a two-state solution in Israel is absolute consensus. The Knesset voted a few weeks back to oppose the calls for a two-state solution by the United States, and they voted 99 Knesset members out of the 120. And let's remember that there's a number of Arab Knesset members in our Knesset who, of course, would vote against it. So almost a total consensus of the Jewish voters in Israel, which is the overwhelming majority, are against any calls for a Palestinian state. If anything, it would reward the terrorism of October 7th. So the first thing the Jews in America have to do is get on board with their brothers and sisters in Israel. But frankly, Steve, between you and me, and we've talked about this, I don't have great hope for the Jewish community in America fully waking up. I believe that most of them are more committed to their progressive leftist ideals and will abandon Israel before they abandon those. At the same time, there are a lot of Jews who are going through an existential political crisis, and there's an opportunity to bring them over to our side and to help them wake up. And that's why my show was created. And that's why we're doing events like this at the Dallas Jewish Conservatives in Dallas to really bring more awareness of what's really going on to the Jewish community. So it's something that I'm working on diligently to try to wake up the Jewish community with other Jewish leaders. Again, most Jews in America, not the Orthodox community, the Orthodox Jewish community in America is probably more MAGA than the Christians in terms of voting patterns. But the outside, no, seriously, according to the numbers, Steve, we voted for Trump over 80%. Outside of the Orthodox community, it's a little harder to wake these people up.
Ultra MAGA. One more time, where they get to the show, social media, and on Sunday, where they go?
Thank you. The show is Eyes on Israel every Sunday at 3 p.m. right after the replay of the Saturday War Room, right here on Real America's Voice, or of course on the America's Voice.news app. And the event is taking place at the Hexa Event Center in Richardson, Texas, which is in North Dallas, on this coming Sunday, April 14th. Doors open at 4 p.m. Central Time. Event starts at 5 p.m. If you want to watch it live streamed on Real America's Voice, that's 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on the network. And thank you to the SIGs and to Harry for making this happen.
Yeah, we're going to live stream it on Getter and on Rumble. We want the full chat in there, giving it to us with the bark on. Rabbi, thank you so much. You and Gaffney are the best. Thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you, Steve. God bless.
Thank you, sir. We're going to take a short break. Harnwell is going to join us. We got, obviously, Ukraine. Tons of breaking news out there. Birchgold.com/warm. Of course, gold at another all-time high today, setting new floors. It's a lot of intraday trading. But what you need to do is Philip Patrick's going to join me tomorrow on the show on what we're talking about is Coup d'etat Saturday. But go there beforehand, Birchgold.com/warm. Go check it out. Times of turbulence for 8,000 years. Gold's been a hedge. Ask Philip Patrick and the team why. Short commercial break. We're going to Rome, and in going to Rome, we're going to be talking about the Ukraine and the United States of America next in the War Room. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse. Today.
More than just beautiful dance, it's a touch of the divine. More than just legends, it's the beautiful culture and wisdom of China before communism. More than just a performance, it's an experience that awakens the soul. See it at least once in your lifetime. Shen Yun, an all-new production every year.
Shen Yun is a show, you remember the buried lead there is before communism. You can see one of the great civilizations in the world and the beauty and the art and the dancing, really the camaraderie, the sense of community. Well, that's what the Western world's under the same assault every day. This is why go see this. It'll invigorate you, but it particularly will show you the what is happening in the modern world, because the Chinese Communist Party destroyed China and has destroyed the Lao Beijing because they hate traditional culture. They hate traditional civilization. The exact same thing's going on here. This is the fight we have every day. This is one of the premises of the show, is to fight back. So see Shen Yun. Just go check. It's got the website, shenyun.com. Check. You got it. You can go anywhere in the country. It travels around. It'll be a night of great entertainment, and you'll see why we love Lao Beijing and why they're our allies in this fight against the global tyranny of the World Economic Forum, the Party of Davos, the Chinese Communist Party, the KGB, the mullahs in Persia, and of course, the deep state here in the good old United States of America, the huge fight we're having over FISA and, of course, everything to do with Ukraine. We're going to get to that in a second. Ben Harm was going to join us. Two other things. We're on a roll. The coffee, people love it. You had Josh Pettit from the McKinsey Institute talking about the Masters, talking about the golf course, the Cathedral of Pines. He was making the pitch on there about the medium blends. He loves it. I'm a dark roast guy, but you can get it all. Warpath.coffee/war room. Get your 15% discount. Also, make sure you just go immerse yourself in the information, how we roast the beans, where the beans are grown, all of it. Tej Gill and the great team of Navy SEALs. Also, the feedback we're getting from the War Room Posse on the grass-fed beef liver, the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom, and the feedback's incredible. If you go to sacredhumanhealth.com, just look at the feedback from people just like you that have gotten this on the show and then gone to the site. Go check it out today. You will feel the immediate kind of energy burst of what you feel with grass-fed beef liver from Sacred Human Health. Go check it out. Ben Harnwell, I got to go to this. You unburied the buried lead in this political story the other day about the Nazis or neo-Nazis working with the Ukraine. You've this horrible story from Reuters, I think it was in the Independent, many papers here, about the amputees because he's not getting volunteers for the 500,000 combat troops he needs. And quite frankly, even though they're trying to implement this draft law, it's not going to happen because the parents there are going to fight it. In addition, another piece is up about how we've been hammering on this 2% that they agreed to when Ukraine started to be a problem. They knew it was going to be a problem back in 14. Now they're trying to weasel out of that. This is so important given this coming week. If you thought Pfizer was bad this week, they're bringing Ukraine with the southern border totally open. And just think about this morning's show at La Jolla, Texas. Think about the show where they're under siege there. We're having an invasion on our country. They're having an invasion in Western Europe they don't want to talk about from North Africa and Sub-Saharan Africa and the Middle East. And yet they're obsessed with Ukraine. Ben Harnwell, take away the floor is yours, sir.
Thanks, Steve. Good afternoon to you. Well, look, you mentioned in your introduction the Politico article about the neo-Nazis fighting Ukraine as the buried lead. The articles today, Steve, they're not buried leads. This is where the mainstream media, we're talking Reuters here, which is Reuters and Associated Press, I think the two of the major three press agencies. These are the queens, the reigning monarchs of the mainstream media, because these are the guys, the press agencies are the guys that get 80% of what you read in your regular newspaper. If it's, I don't know, the New York Times or the FT or the Times or the Guardian or the Washington Post, whatever it is, 80% of that is just is taken from the press agencies. So you get something in there, then you're going to feed that out to maximum diffusion. And as I say, these stories aren't buried leads. They've got the point of this is right up there in the headline, right? And when they do this, it's because they want you to see this. They want you to know what's happening. And this sort of follows on really from the two articles in the New York Times that we broke down yesterday to do with the political fallout with Zelensky reducing the conscription age from 27 to 25. And this article here, look, I'll just give the headline straight away because it's all there. War amputees are returning to the front line. And Steve, this is really, if you're going to fight a war down to the last Ukrainian, this is actually what that starts to look like. And again, like the New York Times articles yesterday, these are sort of human interest articles. Interestingly, obviously they're very emotive and very powerful to read, and the photos are absolutely horrific. But the point here about doing the human interest angle on specific amputees is to make it clear to the predominantly American public here that we're not talking about statistics. We're talking about real lives, real families that are being ruined. And that's sort of unusual at this point in the game, this pivot from the mainstream media that it's making. Now, just to break down the article here, because it is interesting. Because strangely enough, one of the case studies in this article is the former logistics chief for the Azov Brigade. Now, nothing else is mentioned in association with that. It's simply there. I don't know if that's a slight element of gaslighting on behalf of the mainstream media. And they're basically talking about that the amputees, the number that are returning to the front line here is... it's between 20,000 and 50,000 potential amputees returning to fight. And you have the horrific stories here. You have like sort of one guy who's a double, quite a few double amputees, by the way. But one guy specifically who lost one limb in one explosion, went back to fight, lost a leg in a second explosion. Now he wants to go back and continue the fight. But the point here is that they've got one guy working for a charity that represents these people, the amputees. And he says, the state prioritized sending you to die, but didn't make it a priority to help you recover when you got injured. All the wounded feel like this. So this is sort of just basically an illustration of what's going on the front line in Ukraine. And it's sort of an indication, Steve, that what we see now in the push constantly for this 60 billion, the war here in Ukraine is on its last legs. And, you know, even if 60 billion, no, this comes onto the J.D. Vance article, by the way, even if that 60 billion were to go tomorrow, it's not going to make any difference.
No, talk about the J.D. Vance. I want to say, and by the way, no pun intended on the last legs. These articles are coming out now. Remember, it's an information war. They're trying to pull to your heartstrings. And these stories are incredibly sad. It's tragic. We're the ones from the beginning that say this tragedy should have never taken place, that this exactly what's happened is going to happen. And Mearsheimer warned us, did he not, Ben Harnwell, Professor Mearsheimer at the University of Chicago, that the Western elites are going to fight until the last Ukrainian soldier is dead. And so now they're trying to use this as they can go on Morning Joe. They can go, you know, on MSNBC and CNN and talk about these brave Ukrainians that have lost limbs, return to fight. Because it's obvious the courage and the valor of the Ukrainian people, I don't think is to be questioned. Even the logic, like today on the show we had about the Ukrainians coming into the country, they should all be sent home. But the human impulse of the parents not to have their sons, you know, die in a conflict that they see as mismanaged. They know how corrupt it is. They know the game Zelensky's playing, and they don't see any way to win on the battlefield, and they don't want to throw away their most cherished asset, their children, into this conflict, is going to backfire. Because you have shows like The War Room, you have a audience like The War Room Posse that sits and goes, this is heart-rending, but the people are doing this are the people in Davos and in Brussels, in the city of London, in Washington, D.C., in the imperial capitals, and in the EU and in NATO that continue to try to force the topic here. J.D.'s got a piece in there that one of the things we've said is that the numbers, the 60 billion, by the way, all Norway, all those countries could throw it in. This is to keep the United States hooked into this war, and hopefully what they want is the American people and the Russian people to go to war, which we will do anything to prevent. Right. The KGB and the imperial overlord, sociopathic overlords here would both love us to get into a fight. And we're not going to allow that. But this is, once again, information warfare. And like J.D. points out, they've never laid out a plan here. They've never laid out a strategy. The 60 billion won't arrive in time. And even what's going to go, it's going to get grifted off. So it's a complete joke. The pressure next week is going to be ramped up to what you can't believe. And one of the things I find most interesting is now in the 2%, they're starting to back off and waver on that. They want us to underwrite all of NATO. They want, the elites want us to underwrite the entire deal so that they can give their populace, you know, early vacations, early retirement, free medical, to keep them from overthrowing the corrupt system that the EU has. Ben Harnwell.
Steve, I'm going to post the links to all of the articles that we're mentioning today. You can get those via Getter, which I'll give at the end. And I'll definitely put the link here for this J.D. Vance article in the New York Times. It's very well written, as exactly you would expect. Just to pick one example here, because I can make a wider point off it. He talks about the Patriot missiles, the interceptors, which he's saying that the U.S. makes these only 550 a year. And, you know, potentially, you could up production to say 650, but that's still a third of what Ukraine requires. That sort of reinforces the point I was just making before, that even if they were to get this 60 billion, it's really not going to make any difference. The interesting thing here is that Senator Vance then says, however, doing that, providing these Patriot missiles to Ukraine, would leave Taiwan vulnerable. But of course, also the United States as well. And the point I'd like to make off the back of that is we discussed this on the show just a couple of days ago. Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany refused to give the Taurus missiles to Zelensky because, as he told him privately, which Zelensky then sort of leaked and told the German media, as he told him privately, that would leave Germany itself vulnerable and without an adequate defense. Yeah. So you can see Germany pulling away now from arming Ukraine so as not to leave itself vulnerable. That is a maneuver that the United States is not yet prepared to make. It still wants to give everything to Ukraine and leave itself vulnerable. So there's a difference, I think, between the two approaches of Germany and America.
This is going to be a massive fight today. You saw in a tie, we got the warrants at a tie vote, 212 to 212. The speaker came in and voted for they don't need warrants. As Thomas Massie said, this is the way the Constitution dies. If you think they're this focused on giving the deep state what they want, the ability to spy on you without warrants, right? Spy on American citizens. On Ukraine, it's going to be double that. because you got the deep state and you've got the European partners and the corrupt oligarchs in Ukraine. The fight we had on FISA, remember, we fought them to a tie, 212 to 212. It was Speaker Johnson that came in. The Speaker normally doesn't vote to break the tie. This is the type of thing we're up against. And if you think this is why we're gearing you up for Ukraine, because the Ukraine fight, with everything happening on the southern border, they're going to be up in your grill. And this is why Johnson's got to go. He's absolutely, I don't care how many press conferences he has with President Trump, how much he rubs up on President Trump. He's a very weak guy and not to be trusted. And we got rid of McCarthy because he was not to be trusted. We got to get rid of this guy. Ben, where do you go on social media to get you?
Thanks, Steve. It's simply my surname. Is it there? At Harnwell. That's how it's spelled, Harnwell, at Harnwell on Getter. I'll just finish the point that you mentioned about Thomas Massie and, of course, the Langley Bugle, that democracy dies in darkness. Steve, democracy doesn't die in darkness. It dies in daylight with the full blazing hot sun and daylight. We can see exactly what people are doing. It's not darkness. That's like a happy thing to say, happy talk, right? Democracy dies in darkness. You know, let's stay vigilant, you know, because we need to see what people are doing. No, it's not. It's in your face. It's not secret. It's not subtle. In your face.
In your face. At least 128 Republicans, now we got a majority. The majority said no, you have to have a warrant. So we're getting traction there. Ben Harnwell, real quickly, with social media, where do people get you?
At Getter, at Harnwell on Getter, Steve. Thank you so much.
There's no better time to go to silent. Get the Faraday bags, because now the deep state's got the ability to get your data, to listen to you, all of it, voted on by Republican House because the Speaker put his thumb on the scale at the very last second, if you can believe that. SLNT.com. Put in the promo code War Room. You get all kind of Bannon. You get all kind of discounts. But go check out their Faraday bags for your iPhone, your iPad, your computer, all of it. Now more than ever, folks, you need it, because we just authorized the government for 2 years. They don't need a warrant to come after you. And trust me, they're going to come after you, and they're not going to be held up by warrants. It's unbelievable this happened in the United States of America. Bill White. Something else unbelievable. Every time President Trump and these fights in Georgia and Fulton County are the most bizarre I've ever seen. The embarrassment and humiliation of having this Fannie Willis. But what happened is, soon as the establishment down there, as soon as anybody steps into the breach to try to back President Trump, immediately the establishment there comes after him. Tell me what's going on.
Steve, great to be with you, and thanks for everything that you're doing. By the way, make coffee great again. I'm drinking it right now. It's the best. I have to tell you, we had a great event for President Trump right in the heart of Fulton County, right there in Buckhead, in the center of Atlanta, the capital of Georgia. We raised almost $6 million at a 1-2-3 lunch. We had a sold out show. It was the greatest speech President Trump gave about what he's going to do when he's president of the United States again. And everybody was really heartwarmed. He stopped at a Chick-fil-A, had a great day, right? And then all of a sudden, the next day, Chris Carr's prosecuting attorney counsel, a guy he appointed to that job, comes out saying he is going to investigate Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, who was co-hosting the lunch with Brian and me and many others. And he's going to look into his election interference case. This was sitting docile, right? Fannie Willis had to recuse herself from prosecuting Burt Jones because she hosted a fundraiser for Burt Jones's opponent. She's already been disqualified in that matter. She's a conflict of interest, a walking conflict of interest on all sides. But here's what's behind all that, Steve, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I study Georgia politics. We led the Buckhead City movement. I know these guys very well. It was Donald Trump who introduced me to Brian Kemp, and I've been working with him until it got very bad, and then I've been watching him like a hawk. He appointed Judge McAfee, who was not a judge at the time. He was Kemp's inspector general, to the Fulton County Court. And he didn't appoint him to any other court. He appointed him to the Fulton County Court. And then of the 20 Fulton County judges that could have gotten the Trump case, just magically, this guy who Kemp just appointed to that bench got the case. Now, you have to watch that. Now, Chris Carr is somebody that Brian Kemp sees as somebody he can endorse for governor. We hear that Marty Kemp is going to run. We hear lots of stuff. But Brian Kemp cannot stand Donald Trump and by association, Burt Jones. So he wants Burt Jones out of the way, which is why this prosecution was announced yesterday, right after the lunch. And I say that Brian and Marty Kemp are Kemplicit. They're Kemplicit in the prosecution of Donald Trump. And I don't say that lightly. Look, he won both races because Trump supporters voted for him, not because they like Brian Kemp, not because he's a great MAGA guy, because they had to hold their nose instead of voting for Dracula, Stacey Abrams. They voted for Brian Kemp. Trump voters voted for Brian Kemp. So what we have to do, Steve, is we have to fight back and stop listening to Brian and Marty Kemp. When Marty Kemp came out the day before President Trump arrived in Atlanta, she said she would rather write her husband's name in the ballot than vote for President Trump because he has not earned her vote. Think about that. That is incredible. She's saying, I'd rather vote for Joe Biden than Donald J. Trump. This is the Republican governor of Georgia and his first lady. Something is so bad and stinks in Georgia. And Steve, you're one of the few guys that keeps talking about it. And we've got to let all your viewers and listeners and friends and supporters in Georgia know to fight back against Kemp.
Bill, we got to bounce. I need your social media. We need people. We're going to get very engaged in this as President Trump goes to trial because this is not acceptable. President Trump's the leader of MAGA. He's the leader of the party. He's the leader of the America First movement, and we got to have his back or you got to get down the road. Bill, where do people go? Thank you for exposing this. Where do people go? Because there's a lot more going on in Georgia than just what we talked about. I'm going to have you back next week. Where do people go?
That's right. We'll keep you posted. It's Bill White, USA. Doesn't get better than that. Great patriot you are, Steve Bannon. We love you, sir.
Love you guys, too. Keep fighting. Caroline Thank Jeffers you. And the whole team down there. You got real patriots, real MAGA. God bless you, too, sir. Lou Dobbs is following us tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Be around. We're setting the predicate for next week, which will be a global media TV event. It'll be a fiasco. It's Coup d'etat Saturday. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi. We have Jeff Shepard. We have our own Mike Davis. Philip Patrick's going to join me. Make sure that you're there. Before I leave, make sure birchgold.com. Get up to speed before Philip Patrick's here tomorrow. We make all this available to you. Make the senior management of Birch Gold available to you. Make the new our installment, the end of the dollar empire, the CD, the central bank digital currency from the Fed. Okay, go check it out. Lou Dobbs next. We're back here at 10 o'clock in the morning. See you then. Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care, visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.